let's hope for a good mix.
Because we're going to get the mix whether we like it or not. And all the great philosophical sisters have had to face that fact, that we deal with reality, not with with a Pollyanna-ish view of human nature. And hopefully that's what the Libertarian Party is doing.
Mr. Jonathan Kaufman is from Yale, Wisconsin.
Yeah, you call yourself a party of principle, it seems that you neatly avoid practicality. If you have, for example, you don't have compulsory education, don't you in effect make a child the prisoner of his parents? The parent decides, you know, if I want him to work on the farm or I want him to go out and get a job, I mean, I don't see where his freedom lies.
Well, now, we're opposed to tax-supported monopoly compulsory school systems, which I think most everybody in the country would begin to recognize has failed, because they are a monopoly.
Further, have you ever known anybody who made his living as a criminal or as a beggar, for that matter?
Sure. I practiced law in Vermont, and... I knew both. One of them came after me with a gun one night when I didn't handle his case the way he thought I would be handled.
Well, I think you're leading me where I want to go. You said earlier that human beings are marvelous and they're terrible and they're everything in between. And I would certainly agree with that statement verbatim. But I think, well, humanity is, to make a bad analogy, like the universe. That is to say that the universe is a lot of empty space punctuated by concentrations of matter. In other words, there's polarization. And I think rather than an absolute equilibrium in society, we do get that same kind of polarization. If we had a free market, we would naturally get large corporations trying to form themselves, as happened in the 19th century. And we would have people out on the street. I don't know a society which has been free of beggars.
Well, I don't take your point. There's no question there.
Well, China has no beggars. They're not allowed.
That's the opposite of libertarianism.
Yes, it is. I'm not sure I got your question either. Did you get it, Roger?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I could give a counter discourse, but I doubt it'd be useful.
give us the question, part of the question again, on the matter of the beggars.
Well, what I'm trying to echo is what Nick said a minute ago, which is that I don't think it would be true that 99.9% of the people in a free market economy would want to send their children to school. And I don't think it's true that the vast majority of people would want to help out other people. I think insecurity is a major motivation for anybody in any kind of economy, and I think that would continue to manifest itself.
Well, it might indeed. I would expect institutions to go up to take care of that. I would expect your local church to use peer pressure on parents who didn't want to send their children to school, to send them to a church school or a local charity school or something.
But here we have an elected government, which ideally in the original formation, perhaps not now, was supposed to be by, of, for the people, which in the conception which has grown up in this century, was supposed to take care of that. You know?
Well, now that's exactly what the Libertarian Party is dead opposed to. Our whole proposition, our whole reason for being, is that we have a right to run our own lives, and no one has a right to run them for us. Of course people who want to run our lives tell us always it's in our own good. You mustn't smoke a joint, you mustn't read that book, you must go to school, and you must go to this school too, and this school must have that curriculum too. They all say it in terms of your own good. We say it's time for that notion to begin to recede in world history.
Well, may I ask one last version of this question? Let's say the activist liberal government, which we've had since about the 1930s, had not botched everything up.
I date it back to Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah, we can take it back further. Let's say it had not made a mess of everything, and we actually did not have poverty in this country now.
Well, it's a condition contrary to fact. What question? What if it hadn't? Then it would be longer before, no doubt, the Libertarian Party's ideas of freedom would prevail. It's the fact that they did botch, the fact that it can't work.
Conventional
liberalism combines some respect for civil liberty, the right of an individual to live his own life, with a nutty attitude about the economy, that it ought to be controlled, that the big boys, the corporations, ought to be patted on the back. It's a system that cannot work, that carries the seeds of its destruction, and it is being destroyed now.
Program was recorded in New York in the middle of 1976 from the firing line.
Quiet.